Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, talk about a corrective emotional experience. Falcons 22, Eagles 21. Talk about a much needed victory. You did not want to be staring at 0-2 with the two-time defending Super Bowl champions coming to town for a primetime affair here in Atlanta. You got the job done. Through hook or crook, somehow. And now you know why Kirk Cousins was brought here. Now, admittedly, you look at Kirk Cousins, it didn't look like he could step into his throws tonight. Still wasn't overly accurate, but on that last drive, though, he certainly was very accurate. And Cousins now, 16 go-ahead touchdown passes in the fourth quarter or overtime. That's the leader among active NFL quarterbacks. And you are now 1-1. And what a collective, massive sigh of relief that victory was for this fan base tonight, especially up there, especially against that town, that team, that city, which most of us here in Atlanta, we loathe everything about Philadelphia, whether it's the Phillies, the Eagles, even the 76ers. And we don't have hockey here anymore, but you know what? The hell with the Flyers, too. There's just something gratifying about beating anything Philadelphia. Personally, I loathe this city and their sports teams more than I do New Orleans and the Saints. There's just something about this city, the fan base, those mouth-breathing troglodytes, as I call them. And to see them, and coming into the game, you know, I go to the Eagles fan site, and they were just so overconfident. All the pundits on TV had the Phillies winning by probably 13 to 17 points. And the Eagles fan base also thinking the same way. It's like, yeah, we're going to be just fine against the Falcons. The Falcons were an afterthought to that fan base. Not to the Eagles themselves, they knew. But what a way to get a victory tonight and the way you did it as well. We have a top 10 defense. I think this is going to be the case for the rest of the season. This is the top 10 defense at the very least. I understand A.J. Brown, their best receiver, not in the lineup tonight. That's going to compromise them a little bit. But Jalen Hurts didn't have anyone to throw the ball to. you could sit there and say, well, he had a lot of time back there looking and looking and looking and looking. He had nobody to throw the ball to. And, of course, he could tuck it and run it and make some good gains and keep some drives going and ultimately leading to a couple of Eagle scores. But coverage was really good tonight. I can't say enough about that. And I thought Saquon Barkley is going to run for 3 kilometers tonight the way the game started. I don't know what happened with that. Did they go away from it? Was Saquon Barkley just gassed, didn't really quite have the energy to maintain that torrid pace he started the game with because he was gashing the Falcons' defense quite well. But then that went away. And what a win. What a great job by this defense. Offensive line for the Falcons. Now, I'm starting to think that Eagle defensive line, that much vaunted Eagle defensive line, perhaps a little bit overrated. But Kirk Cousins, 1 sack tonight, and more importantly, 0 turnovers. Did not turn the ball over tonight. Bijan Robinson looked great running the ball. What did he finish with? 96 yards. Saquon about 97, I think, is what the final totals were. But what a gratifying win tonight. And I think nobody on the planet feels better than Kirk Cousins does too as well, because there is nothing worse and no bigger motivator for an athlete than to be embarrassed. And Kirk Cousins was embarrassed after last week, as he should have been. And the Falcons offensive coordinator as well, much better game plan tonight. They were not in the pistol 99% of the time. Kirk Cousins under center, running some play action. Just what a gratifying victory tonight as you get ready to host the Chiefs on Sunday night. I don't know if Taylor's going to be here or not. But, man, no one gave the Falcons a chance, and I'm sure even this fan base did not either. We were really reeling after last week, did not have a good taste in our mouths after the way we lost to the Steelers. A very winnable game, but you just couldn't get anything done offensively. Tonight, you did just enough to win it 22-21. You did just enough defensively to get the victory as well. What a gratifying thing. The Falcons have not been very good on Monday Night Football. I think they have, winning percentage-wise, they have the worst winning percentage on Monday Night Football amongst all the other NFL teams. Kirk Cousins famously has struggled during primetime games. Not the case tonight. What a heroic, wonderful final drive. All the credit in the world to that entire offensive unit, especially the offensive line. Just so gratifying. Because this team has not had a whole lot of effort up there. Philadelphia leads the all-time series. I think it's 21-17. There's been one tie. But I do not think the Falcons have not done very well in that new stadium, Lincoln Financial. I know that for a fact. And there is some history between these teams. You know, the Falcons, it took them until 1978. It took them 12 years to finally get to the playoffs. The first victory for this franchise in the playoffs came against the Eagles back in 1978. Eagles missed a chip shot of a field goal that got the Falcons a victory. They went to Dallas the next week. Dallas did beat them, but the Falcons certainly played very well in that game. But, wow. I cannot tell you how relieved I am to get that win tonight. And I had a feeling, more times than not, this is the type of game the Falcons normally lose. How many times have you seen the Falcons lose this type of game? And we've been plagued by this as a fan base, where you lose very winnable games. You go into the locker room at halftime. I was feeling good, and I was telling all my friends tonight I was watching the game with, this is a very winnable game, but can they do it? And they sure as hell did it. 404-726-0929. The phone lines are still open. If you're still just too jacked up or intoxicated to go to sleep, give us a call here on the Falcons flyover. What a gratifying win tonight. Especially considering the fact, now a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, you could start the season 0-3, but then you have New Orleans and Tampa Bay after that. Those might be winnable games. Well, look at New Orleans and look at Tampa Bay, both 2-0, both playing very well. Did you see what New Orleans did to Dallas yesterday? New Orleans went in there and just mocked beat up, taunted the Dallas Cowboys, who looked to be pretty soft. Baker Mayfield playing very well. The Buccaneers go up to Detroit. The Lions, at the very least, an NFC Championship game contender, possible Super Bowl contender. That's still logical for them, but they go up there and get the victory as well. Baker Mayfield has found a place. So you really had to win tonight. You did not want to be looking at 1-5. 1-1 looks a lot better. Now, the Chiefs coming to town. Bengals almost beat the Chiefs yesterday. They came up a little bit short. But the Chiefs are not beyond reproach. Yes, I know. Two-time defending Super Bowl champion. Last year, early part of the season, the Chiefs were scuffling around and they lost a few games. Falcons can beat the Chiefs. Will they beat the Chiefs? I don't know. Can the Chiefs come in here and steamroll the Falcons? Absolutely. Can the Falcons get a victory in a primetime audience in front of a very jacked up, emotional home crowd? Absolutely. It makes this game a little bit more exciting rather than going into it dreading it because you're 0-2. I mean, this could end up being the most important victory for this franchise, at least the last 15 years. I cannot understate enough how important this win was tonight, considering what happened last week, how flaccid and terrible and unimaginative and predictable the offense looked as T.J. Watt just teed off on the Falcons. It was as if he were in the locker room and practicing with them all week and in the huddle as well. Massively important win tonight. And I imagine that's a very happy plane ride home. You have a bit of a short turnaround with the Chiefs coming into town, but man, wonderful victory. We're going to come back and take your calls at 404-726-0929. Also, David Archer caught up with all the important people after the game in this Falcons victory. We're going to hear those as well. Look ahead to next week. This is the Falcons flyover on this winning night. I'm Rob, Tribble Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back to the Falcons flyover on this winning night, 22-21. Falcons get the victory. Hard-fought victory. I'm just so ecstatic about this win. I was not feeling good coming into this game. Going up there has always just been a nightmare, seemingly, for the Falcons for the most part, at least over the last 20 years, certainly. And you take into account what the Phillies have done to the Braves last couple of years. It's like that city has just had our number for whatever reason. And then you look at all the reportage and all the opinions leading up to tonight's game, and it was all about, you know, certainly the Phillies are going to win this. Phillies, the Eagles are going to win this game, even without A.J. Brown. It may not be as easy, but they would ultimately prevail. The Eagles fan base on their fan site, they were way overconfident, almost mocking the Falcons. Falcons go up there. They put all the bad memories of last week's game against the Steelers behind them. They have a good week of practice, clearly. They cleaned up all the issues for the most part. There's still some issues here and there. I still think Kirk Cousins is not stepping into throws. He doesn't have the zip on the ball he normally does. And he hasn't been as accurate, but that last drive, though, no timeouts left, all the way down the field, get the game winner, and you escape with a 22-21 victory. Kirk Cousins, 20 of 29, 241 yards, two touchdowns. Bijan Robinson, wonderful, averaging about 7 yards a carry. 14 carries, 97 yards. Tyler Algier, 9 carries, 53 yards. That's good for 5.9. I hope they can figure out a way. Now, I was wondering about this. It seems like if you get inside the 15-yard line or maybe in the 10-yard line or even the red zone, why can't we see more Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson in the backfield together? It seems like that's a lot of things that a defense has to account for, especially when you have two gifted running backs like this. I don't know. I would like to see more of that. Maybe that will be the case. But at any rate, Falcons get the victory. Kirk Cousins, certainly. I know he was just been kicking himself after that horrible performance last week against the Steelers. Comes out tonight. That's why you signed him, for that drive, that final drive. No timeouts left. You had to get a touchdown. You get the touchdown, and you get the victory over the hated Philadelphia Eagles. After the game, David Archer caught up with a very happy head coach, Raheem Morris.
Raheem, unbelievable win. I think that maybe is the wrong statement because your team always believed they were going to win this football game. Tell me about it.
You know, the guys, we talked about it early in the week, and you're talking about how you want to deal with the situation. These guys definitely came out and dealt with it. You know, you got to believe, you got to persist, and you got to come out and deal today. And the guys definitely didn't do that today. And I'm very proud of them, their efforts, and what they were able to do.
The ebb and flow in this game, you guys were able to get a foothold in the run game. Bijan was running the ball well. They were able to get a foothold in the run game. Tell me about how you tried to jockey that around to get yourself a chance to win it.
These guys are tough to deal with. Whenever you got Jalen Hurts on the center, he's able to run the ball, he's able to throw the ball. He can do it all. And they're going to keep you at arm's length at all times. And then we did a nice job of staying within our rhythm, staying within our composure, staying what we can do and what we can control. And that was a great deal for us today.
Excellent job of managing your timeouts at the end to give yourself a chance. You got the stop defensively that you wanted, and then Kirk puts together an outstanding drive. Tell me about your quarterback coming up ahead right there.
First of all, I got the best people in the world. You know, we sit up there and we talk about it. We dictate terms of how we want to play our game. We get the ball back, and Kirk goes down, and Kirko chains it, and he just goes Kirko just to show the world he's healthy and show everybody what he's got going on, and we're excited and we're ecstatic about it.
Yeah, enough talk about the quarterback and whether he's healthy to go. Team gave you the team ball, and you guys had a really cool celebration there. You made a reference to say, who's next? Let's get ready to go for the next one. But tell me about the team giving you the ball and what that meant to you.
You know, this team is special. This ownership is special. This whole organization is special. It's always been that way to me. I've always felt like this was a family-based orientation, and it definitely showed today. Them giving me the ball means a lot. I've got a lot of game balls in my day, but none like that. With a team that emotional, with a team winning that kind of game, that was a lot of fun.
Congratulations, man. Just one of many.
No doubt.
Oh, we hope it's one of many, certainly. I mean, good for Raheem Morris. That was a very demoralizing lost last week to the Steelers at home, the home opener. You had all this optimism and excitement coming into the season amongst the fan base and clearly the players in that locker room. Then to go out and endure that sort of game where you end up losing to a team that didn't even score a touchdown, but you were so unimaginative, vanilla, predictable, and feckless offensively. Kirk Cousins looked terrible. You put that behind you. You get ready for a Monday night game in a place you have not been very successful at against a team that you haven't had any real recent success against for the most part. And you go up there and you gut out a victory. It was just absolutely one of the most exhilarating victories I've experienced as a Falcon fan in about a decade. And I really think this could be the most important victory this Falcons franchise has had in about a decade. I mean, what is this, 7 straight losing seasons? The playoffs have just seemingly not been in the cards for this franchise in quite some time. Falcons were the favorite coming into this season, but all of a sudden Tampa Bay and the Saints are playing very well. They look very good off the 2-0 starts, especially the Saints. Especially the Saints. With what they did to Dallas yesterday. But what the Buccaneers did, they go up to Detroit and they beat the Lions. And Baker Mayfield, man, unbelievable. And by the way, Bryce Young benched by the Carolina Panthers. Andy Dalton, old Big Red, who's been in the league for about 15 years. He will now start at quarterback for the Panthers, but that's their problem. Falcons don't have a quarterback problem right now. Kirk Cousins looks pretty good for the most part. But like I said, though, seems like he can't really step into his throws. There might be some limitations physically there. Wasn't extremely accurate. That could be rust and not playing in the preseason. But that last drive, though, receivers getting open left and right. Offensive line protecting Kirk Cousins. Just one sack tonight. Had some dread thinking, well, Kirk Cousins can't really move. He showed he could move a little bit tonight. And you're thinking, well, this vaunted Eagles defensive line, which is clearly overrated. And you go up there and you get a victory. What a gratifying, gratifying victory. Let's hear from the winning quarterback, David Archer, caught up with Kirk Cousins after tonight's 22-21 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Kirk, congratulations on the win, and there's a lot that went into it. I want to talk to you a little bit about just the way the offense operated. You guys looked like you felt much better about what was going on out there.
Well, we ran the football well. We sustained drives. Got to be better in the red zone, Arch. I think you know that. We know that. And then, the final drive was critical. It was great to get the ball back, and then we were able to go down. But, in any win, you're going to have plays you want back. In any loss, you're going to have things you did well. And tonight, we won. Great to finish strong, but there's still a long ways to go.
There's a lot of Falcon fans are going to hover on that final drive, and I thought that your experience, that's not your first rodeo. Tell me about the mindset there. You got about a minute and a half left, no timeouts.
Yeah, getting a touchdown is obviously much harder than getting a field goal, but just felt like go get completions, try to get a feel for coverage-wise what they're trying to do. They were pretty soft and giving us opportunities, and we just tried to take what they gave us, and we were able to get down in the red zone pretty quickly, where then it just kind of became, okay, now we got to, have a much better red zone offense than we had earlier in the game, and Drake ran an unbelievable route and was able to win.
Nice little wrinkle down there, too. It looked like you had Drake kind of motion outside, a bunch look, and then he flanked Slay. Looked like you were going there all the way.
Yeah, certainly trusted Drake to kind of win to the front pylon, and, Slay's a really good corner, and all game had kind of been using his savvy, to jump things and to play tight, and I felt like that route kind of played into that well for us, where Drake was able to kind of set him inside and then break back out.
There was a lot of they caught you on tape, a lot of conversation with you and Drake maybe late in the football game, maybe right before that drive. I don't know exactly when it came. You're constantly talking to these young players. How important is that, Kirk, in your mind to try to keep guys kind of dialed in? Not that they need it, but it seems like you got them dialed in.
Well, yeah, I wish I could get him more opportunities. I feel like I haven't played well enough to really get these guys going, but there's a lot more football up ahead, and that'd be a big focus of mine moving forward. But you know, the first, the last drive was a great way to kind of get moving in that direction.
Tell me about offensive line play. You mentioned how well you ran the football. I thought the O-line did a really good job protecting.
They did, Arch. We ran the football well. They protected really well. And then they handled the operation well. We didn't have a bunch of penalties that put us in long yardage. I think that was a big deal today. We stayed in kind of favorable situations. They protected me well when we did get in pass situations. And, you know, they're a big reason why we're walking out of here with a win.
Last thing for you. Key now with a quick turnover. This isn't your first rodeo. Yeah. You've done this many times. Got the Super Bowl champs here in just a short time.
Yeah, I mean, we're a road Monday night game. So we're getting back at 5 a.m. on a short week. We got to get ready for the defending Super Bowl champs, who's been the best team in football the last several years. And, you know, it's the NFL. And we've got to dig deep and watch the tape from this game, make corrections, and then you know, get right to work on what our coaches install for this next week.
A lot of people like to talk about records and all that kind of stuff. You've won four of your last five Monday night games.
Well, I dug myself a hole early in my career, so we got a long ways to go to dig ourselves out, but it's good to get back on the winning ways.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Arch.
All right, as the Chiefs coming to town, they're running back Isaiah Pacheco. He suffered a fractured fibula in that win over the Bengals, so he's not going to be available. So the Chiefs without one of their key pieces, but there's a lot of other pieces. And, of course, you've got that guy, Patrick Mahomes, at quarterback as well. But I cannot imagine how jacked up Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be for that Sunday night game. And you go in there 1-1 feeling good about yourself. You do not want to go into a game against the Chiefs with an 0-2 record, trying to conjure any sort of optimism. You really needed this win tonight. Was it a must-win? I think in a lot of ways it was a must-win, but for your ultimate fortunes for the entire season, maybe not as much, but I really think this team needed that one. Raheem Morris needed this one. Kirk Cousins especially needed this one after what happened last week. And, of course, after the Falcons go ahead, the Eagles did get the ball back with a chance to at least get into field goal range, but Jesse Bates had something to say about that with a game-winning interception, game-clinching interception. David Archer caught up with the Falcons' veteran safety after this victory tonight.
Here with our Solomon Brothers player of the game, Jesse Bates, and 12 tackles was early part of the game, and you sealed it with that play at the end. But tell me how difficult this was. A difficult game, and you guys got to hang in there.
Yeah, you know, facing, you know, a really good team, no matter if they had A.J. Brown out or not, we knew that this was going to be a tough game. And we talked about it being a gritty game and just having mental toughness. And you talk about 2 minutes, I think it was, first and 10, and we got to make a stop, you know. And it was almost the same situation it was last week, where they were going to get the ball, our offense was going to get the ball back with 40 seconds left, but they tried to get pretty and throw the ball. So we got it back a little earlier, and Kirk did a hell of a job of going down there and executing a two-minute drill. And, you know, and then at the end, you know, defense, you know, wins championship. So it was a big-time stop there at the end. So,
no question, a big-time stop. I kept waiting for Jalen to test you guys in the back end. There would have been a lot of short throws, but I knew you were hawking him. Tell me about what you saw, what you were looking at as you tried to take that deep corner shot.
Yeah, you know, I knew the ball was going. You know, I always think about, you know, in these big-time moments, you feed your players. You feed whoever the go-to player is. And I seen Devontae Smith take that inside release, and A.J. did a really good job of having, you know, good leverage and, you know, just reading the quarterback. You know, we haven't had that many ops to go and, you know, read the quarterback out of the middle of the field. And for it to end like that, you can't ask for it any better.
Jess, what's it mean to this team? You needed some success, early success. You got a lot of different dudes on this team. How important was it for tonight?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge win just to get that first one off the board. You know, this stuff it's not easy. I mean, all the hard work that we put in throughout the week that people don't see. And for you to, you know, you look in that locker room a couple minutes ago, and man, you just see the excitement and the connection that we have as a team. So it's just something that we're building on, and something that we can continue to get better at and just go at it week in and week out.
Tell me about defending Jalen Hurts, because he's not an easy guy to defend because of his ability to run it. He's such a strong guy. Mm-hmm. Barkley was pretty strong. They got after you a little bit in the run game.
Yeah. Anytime you got a quarterback that can, you know, extend plays, and then you got, you know, a running back that can, you know, get out of the backfield, you know, run routes, you know, throw the ball to, you know, some of their guys in space. It's almost like a, you know, college offense that we had to face today, with all these RPOs and just getting the ball, spitting the ball out quick, hurry up and stuff like that. It's just, you know, week in and week out, there's going to be challenges presented, and I thought we stepped up to the plate really big.
You're one of the leaders on this football team, certainly, no question, unquestioned one of the leaders on this team. Tell me about what you got to do now. Short week, you got a Sunday night game, prime time, here comes the Super Bowl champs. Yep. What do you got to do to get back and get ready to go?
Yeah, this is, you know, this is how it's going to be throughout the season. You know, we lost a big one at home the first week, and you just talked about trying not to be too low, trying not to get too high. You know, coming off this big win, prime time game, it's easy to go and relax. And I think that we got the right guys in this locker room, like the right leaders as well, to get us back on track and go to work. You know, we got an off day tomorrow, but we'll be right back on track. We're having another primetime game Sunday night. You know, the defending, you know, Super Bowl champs coming in our house. So, big challenge for us, and we're excited for it. We're ready for it.
Who do you lean on when a big game? You lean on the All-Pro. He had 12 tackles tonight. He had the interception coming off an All-Pro last year. Thanks, brother.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, man.
There he is. Roger. Solomon Brothers player of the game, Jesse Bates.
All right. There you have. We're going to come back. Something's going on in the NFL that has not happened in almost 30 years. We're going to get into that next. Look ahead to the Chiefs and tie a bow on this thing. The Falcons fly over. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. But we're going to come back and do all those things. I'm Rob Tribble. This is Sports Radio 929 The Game. Rob Tribble back here in the Midtown Kia Studio, Sports Radio 929 The Game. 22-21. Falcons get the win. Go check it out online. The celebration after the game, you would have thought the Falcons won the Super Bowl. Raheem Morris walks in the locker room. The team just basically mauls him, and every receptacle of liquid available, they just showered him with that. You may say that celebration is a bit over the top, but this is what this team needed, something to feel good about after such a bad start to the season. Well-earned. And enjoy that celebration. They know what they have to do to get ready for the Chiefs on a short week. But it was fun watching that celebration. Falcons get the win 22-21 over the Eagles. Go to 1-1 on the year. Kirk Cousins, 20 of 29, 241 yards, 2 touchdowns. More importantly, 0 interceptions. Bijan Robinson, 14 carries, 97 yards. That's a 6.9 yards per carry average. Tyler Algier, 9 carries, 53 yards. 5.9 yards per carry, and just a brilliant last-minute drive by Kirk Cousins. He now has 15 go-ahead touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. That's leader among any active quarterback. So Kirk Cousins, that's why we brought him in. I know this fan base was thinking, should we really strongly consider that young left-handed quarterback out of Washington? Kirk Cousins says, not so fast, my friends. Still think he's not completely healthy, not as accurate as he would like to be. That's a testament to rust. Couldn't step in his throws away. I think he could, but it looks like he could a little bit better than that game-winning drive once he got warmed up. But now you head into this game against the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, feeling a lot better about yourself, certainly. But there are some interesting things going on around the NFL. After 2 weeks into the season, there's something that's happening that hasn't happened since 1996. As a whole, the entire NFL, every quarterback, for the most part, passing, averaging under 200 yards per game. That has not happened since 1996. That's the entirety of the NFL. I don't know if that's a testament to the rookie quarterbacks in the league who haven't practiced or played in preseason games. I don't know what that's all about. That's just the way the NFL is nowadays. You're not practicing as hard. You're not doing the very, very physical two-a-days anymore. You're not hitting and killing each other in practice and during two-a-days and summer camp. You're not doing that. It's kind of a different game. And also some other phenomenon has emerged too. Sam Darnold. Look at him up there in Minnesota. This is his fourth team. And they're off to a 2-0 start. He was drafted number 3 overall in 2018 by the Jets. Spent 3 years with them. Came with the Panthers. Started up a little over a dozen games with them. Back up with the 49ers. Minnesota beats the 49ers yesterday. A cast-off quarterback has just found a home. Baker Mayfield, another cast-off seemingly, certainly has found a home down there in Tampa Bay as they're 2-0 after a pretty impressive win going up to Detroit, winning against a very good team who was a possible Super Bowl favorite. They still are, but Baker Mayfield playing very well for the Tampa Bay as they're 2-0. You look at the Saints and Derek Carr, another underappreciated quarterback. They go into Dallas and absolutely just beat them up. They looked really good. And a lot of the pundits have the Falcons favored to win this division. Certainly that could be the case, but New Orleans and Tampa Bay will have something to say about that. Carolina will not. Bryce Young has been benched. Andy Dalton, the longtime veteran, is going to start at them at quarterback. But it's interesting to see. It just goes to show you, young quarterbacks, sometimes you need to be in a good situation. You need good coaching. You need good things around you, especially when you're young coming out of college. The NFL is just a drastically different animal than college football. And sometimes you just have to find the ideal situation with the ideal coaching and pieces around you, good offensive line, guys to throw the ball to, running backs take the pressure off of you, then you can thrive. A lot of people are saying Sam Darnold's going to end up being trash. Well, he's still hanging around doing well. Baker Mayfield, the same goes for him. How many Cleveland Browns fans wish they still had Baker Mayfield, not Deshaun Watson? That's certainly something to think about. But again, Falcons get the win tonight, 22-21. I just had a feeling about this game. Normally, I'm usually right. I'm thinking they're just not going to win this game tonight. I was just thinking, I was telling my friends, this is a very winnable game. I feel good about this. Even when the Falcons, with no timeouts left, had to go all the way down the field and score a touchdown to get the victory, I still felt good about it. And Kirk Cousins certainly made that whole notion come to a fruition. But now you get ready for the 2-0 Kansas City Chiefs, who did not have it easy against the Cincinnati Bengals, and now the Bengals are 0-2 on the year, right? People are starting to feel a certain way about Joe Burrow, and I wonder if he's completely healthy, that wrist. I don't know, but the Bengals gave him all they could handle yesterday, but Kansas City prevails as they seem to normally do through hook or crook. That's just the way it is with them. They're coming to Atlanta. It's going to be an electric atmosphere inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium for that one. And, man, it means everything going into this game 1-1 rather than 0-2. You do not want to be 0-3. That's about a 2% chance of making the playoffs. But that's going to do it for the Falcons flyover on this winning night. Falcons 1-1, getting ready for Chiefs. Be back with you on Sunday night after what will hopefully be a victory to raise the Falcons to 2-0. I'm Rob Tribble. Good night.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.